Tu B'Shvat, I think it's Rav Kook who says that it's not such an assignment today to keep the big holidays. It's not a test to keep Pesach. It used to be for our grandparents to keep Pesach. What's Pesach? For them to keep Pesach was a big test. For them to keep sitting in the sukkah in the olden days, you read in the writings of the Satmar Rebbe, who gives such fiery mussar about people who don't build sukkahs in their own house and just make kiddush in the sukkah and go home and eat the meal. And that's what they used to do in the 1950s in America. And it was a big test to have your own sukkah. And it was a big test to buy your matzahs. And it was a big test to go to shul for Kriyas and Megillah, especially in the morning when you have to go to work. It's a big test, the big holidays. I heard from Moshe Weiminger that these tests are basically over. Everything's so easy for us. Matzah's right hand, sukkah, who doesn't build a sukkah. And then the Nisayon today, the test is, who is going to grab hold of these beautiful, short, small little holidays, the holidays that get crushed over, and you know, we're just happy that the only significance it plays in our life is that we don't say tachlin, and we don't say tachlin and mincha before. Wow, what a bonus. And that's what it means to us. But our test is to grab all this beauty that Hashem gave to us, that the tzaddikim, we had chagigas here, that tzaddikim take this day seriously, so we could take this day seriously too. It's not just a day not to say tachlin, it's a day to grab tir, tu b'av, other little times during the year, the littleness is the bigness. Because the big ones, that's little already. Not to minimize keeping Pesach or anything, obviously. But it's easy to keep those. The bigness is to keep the smallness. So with the idea of Tu B'Shvat, it's the Rosh Hashanah Lilanot. It's a birthday for the trees. And I remember in America sitting there with the boxers, with those disgusting things that taste like paint, trying to chew them, bite them, not knowing what to do. And everyone's singing Tu B'Shvat Agil Chag Lilanot. And you look at the window, and it's snowing, and you look at the beautiful tree, happy birthday tree, and it's a bare tree. And even in Eretz Yisrael, a little bit less, especially this year because of the lack of rain. You'd think Tu B'Shvat, the birthday of the tree is when it's the strongest. Maybe the birthday of the tree should be during Nisan. That's just beautiful. But now we look at bare trees and say, we're having this whole suda for an Elan, for a tree. First of all, why are we even happy about it? Who cares about the birthday of a tree? And look at the trees, they're nothing. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, what does it mean that it's a Rosh Hashanah Lilanot? So the Gemara says, because it's the beginning. It's the beginning when the sap, Hoel v'yatsu rov gishmei Hashanah, most of the rains of the year already passed. I hope not by this year. V'ala hasraf b'ilanos, the sraf of the ilanos, the sap of the trees, v'nimtsoa peiros chontim b'yata, the sap of the trees is rising, and the beginning of the fruit start now. The beginning of the fruit start now. The sap of the tree is rising, and the beginning of the fruit start now. Now, so why is that a birthday for a tree? So I heard from Moshe Weiminger, and maybe you've heard this idea before, that we're Tu B'Shvat is celebrating the work and process and struggle of what's not seen. We're all happy. We all want to make the siyum. We all want to be under the chuppah. We all want to make money. We all want to be married and with children and have happy children. And we all want the fruits, but we're not willing to put the work in to get the fruits. Just like you go to a basketball camp and a guy wants to be the best guy in the camp. Okay, so go ahead, dribble for 3 hours with your left hand and your right hand tied with the blindfolds on. No, that's too annoying. Let me just have pickup games here. That person won't grow because he just wants the fruits. He's not willing to work when you don't see it. Tu B'Shvat, right now, everything of the fruit depends right now. The fruit looks bare and boring and nothing. It's everything that's going on now. The sap is coming up. And Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, if you have two trees next to it, one tree grows and one tree doesn't grow, what's the difference? That the tree that grow, they screamed out greater during the winter when nothing was going on the outside. They screamed out to Hashem, I want to grow. I want to be great. And the other tree didn't scream enough. So in the summer, when we see the peros, the one that was screaming gets more peros. And the idea of this is that Tu B'Shvat, the growth, it's struggling on a piece of Gemara when you hardly know what the word Tanya means, and Meisvei means, and you ask a rabbi, well, what does this mean? And you realize you had the whole word wrong. it's hard to read a Rashi, it's hard to read this, it's hard to read that, and you're struggling, and you sit there, and you have questions in Emunah, and you have questions, I'm not sure that there's the right path for me. Once again, why can't I just be a simple Jew and not be all here about this Torah learning and shovavim business and not touching girls' business? Let me just be a regular, a nice Jew. What's wrong with that? So that's where it is, guys. Where you can't see the fruits, that's where it all is. The sap is rising in the tree. Every question that you ask in a meaningful way, not in a negative way. Every question that you ask, every Gemara that you break your teeth on and read it wrong for 5 times. Everything is that. That's a sap rising up. And that's the growth that you don't see on the outside. It's the growth going on the inside. The whole Elan is not dependent on its upper. Where is it? Where is the whole base? The roots. Nobody sees the roots. But if you don't have good roots, forget about it. So growth is all about what people don't see. Don't only think about the end product. I want to making a seam is beautiful, but the ikkar is that struggle, and the ikkar is the Tu B'Shvat that ki other makes a sada. Even though that the pashup shot is like a man really a tree, but apidrash that a man is like a tree, and all of our growth is in our roots, and right now the sap is going up. So right now what it means to us is that the Elan. We're like the Elan, that the deeper we root ourselves and see the sap rising up, when no one can see it, when no one can say to you, Yeshikoach, when no one can say to you, wow, you know, you finished 5 Masechtas, and you can only know if I have questions in Emunah, I have questions, I don't know if that's what I'm saying. That's exactly the sap rising up in the tree. And we just have to water it properly, take care of it properly, and keep the roots, keep on digging and asking, and to remember that the ikkar is the sap rising in the tree, and not the main fruits afterwards. If you work on the sap, you'll get the fruits.